Hello and welcome to Classical Music Spotlight and music by Lithuanian-American composer Žibuoklė Martinaitytė. The music you just heard is from her composition Millefleurs, composed in 2018 with the Lithuanian National Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Giedrė Šlekytė. Here is a bit more. Composer Žibuoklė Martinaitytė now lives in New York City, at least some of the time. As I mentioned, the opening music in this podcast comes from her piece Millefleurs. Millefleurs literally means thousand flowers in French, and it's a name given to the backgrounds of medieval and Renaissance European tapestries in which the background is made up of thousands of tiny flowers and leaves. Martinaitytė was inspired by seeing the Millefleurs tapestries, the famous unicorn tapestries, that hang in the Metropolitan Museum of Art's Cloisters Museum, which is a short walk from her home in New York City. Here's a bit more of that piece. Music from Millefleurs by Žibuoklė Martinaitytė. The earliest of the four works on this album is Horizons, composed in 2013 in both New York City and Lithuania, and was inspired by the movies Cloud Atlas and The Hours, as well as Italo Calvino's novel If. In her program notes, Martinaitytė writes, "Throughout this piece, the listener undergoes a constant shift from one story to another, from one musical world to another. Thus, it's attempting to disintegrate the experience of a predictably logical sequence and to disrupt the linearity of time. Here is how Horizons begins. The most recent work on this album is Sodage, composed in 2019. The composer writes of this piece, "Sodage in Portuguese means a deep emotional state of nostalgic or profound melancholic longing for an absent something or someone that one loves. In my personal experience, this notion of Sodage symbolizes the stratum of multiple yearnings, the death of my father, and my immigration to the USA. For the last decade, this thread of longing has been woven into my life, coloring all experiences."
Thank you.
This album was made in 2020. As Marta Naitite writes, this album was recorded when most of the world was under a lockdown. Even the idea of having a live orchestra in a concert hall would have appeared almost utopian to many, as though existing in a parallel reality. Recording sessions were rescheduled several times, and every time we all hoped it would happen. Conductor Gedre Schlichete was coming from Austria, and pianist Gabrielis Alekna, who was living in New York, had to get a special permit from the Culture Minister of Lithuania to be able to fly into the country. Then there was always the thought lingering in the back of our minds, what if somebody gets infected with the virus? Uncertainty was our daily companion, but somehow we didn't give in to it. And somehow the recording happened. A small miracle, perhaps, but a great gift to us. Here is a bit more of Sodage. The artists on this album may not be household names, but performances like these should make many people want to hear more of them. Pianist Gabrielis Alekna was the first Lithuanian to earn a Doctor of Musical Arts at the Juilliard School, and in normal times he plays all over the place. The two orchestras on the album, the Lithuanian National Symphony Orchestra and the Lithuanian Chamber Orchestra, are both decades-old ensembles and mainstays of musical life in Lithuania. Lithuanian conductor Gedre Schlichete was born in Vilnius, studied there, then went on to study in Graz, Leipzig, and Zurich. Her feel for this music is perfect, and the orchestra responds with sensationally good performances. Here she is with pianist Gabrielis Alekna and the first movement of the Chiaroscuro trilogy, titled Tunnel. Thank you. That was Tunnel from the Chiaroscuro trilogy, from a new album titled Sodage, featuring music by Jaboclé Martinaitite, and performances by pianist Gabrielis Alekna, the Lithuanian National Symphony Orchestra, and the Lithuanian Chamber Orchestra, all conducted by Giedrė Šlekytė. For me, this album is a sensational discovery. The more I listen, the more the music reveals. It's on the Ondine label, catalog number ODE-1386-2. To go out, here is the end of the final movement of the Chiaroscuro trilogy, Darkness of Light. I'm Raymond Bechet. Thanks for joining me. So long for now.